This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I know they may have retracted some of their statements, but let me start out by reminding the goose-stepping list-maker wannabes of the left that my last name contains one F, one R, one A, one D, one Y. First name, William E. I am bald. I'm almost 60. I just want to make sure that everyone knows that it was me who supported Trump and not some other guy. Right now, the left is being sort of silent, and I don't quite get it, but, you've got Biden on one hand who continues to build his cabinet like he's going to be the one doing the home renovations. In the meantime, you've got other things happening in various states, like in Michigan, where we just found out that they are not going to certify the Wayne County vote, which flips Michigan to Trump. But the idea that we're supposed to just shrug and accept this fiasco and go on as if there was nothing wrong with this election is a sure way to guarantee that the same issue will arise again and again and again. And maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's why the first thing coming out of the Biden administration, should it actually get seated, is they want to go after guns. Actually, not maybe. That is the plan. And trying to shame us into acquiescing that he won is part of it. They spent 4 years insisting that Trump's election was illegitimate. Now they're feigning shock when we react to the election they think gets the results they prefer with the same kind of disgust that we would experience seeing Jeffrey Toobin's browser history. It's a very simple thing. Reject the gaslighting. This election was not normal. It was not regular. It was not worthy of your blind deference. And is it some sort of coincidence that all these problems arose in big urban centers and swing states run exclusively by Democrats? Why didn't this happen in Idaho, Mississippi, Alabama? Why didn't that happen? And, is it, that they flooded the electorate with uncontrolled ballots, that they just stopped counting on election night, often with Trump ahead, that they just kept counting until Biden was ahead? Texas could do it right in one night. Florida could do it. The swing states, not so much. And how come every iffy thing we saw inevitably benefited Biden? We have some very anomalous results here. You've got major down-ballot GOP pickups, but an alleged razor-thin Biden win, which doesn't happen. That never happens. Only makes the whole thing less explicable. And regardless, the repudiation of Botox Nancy does not show that our movement remains powerful, or it actually does show that. It's temporarily down, but not out. I expect that there will be more legal wrangling to come over these irregularities, and there should be. Because we have a right to an election system where we can trust that we have counted every legal vote and no others. And can anybody out there listening to this right now say that happened in 2020? Because I can't. And anyone who does is playing you. But these shenanigans are okay with the establishment. They will tell you that they are shocked that anyone would have questions. Why, they're shocked at Fox News. They're beginning to be shocked at Daily Caller. I don't know if you've seen that. The establishment is coming out again. On the Democrat side, we're supposed to believe that the same people who created the Russia hoax, who framed Flynn, who accused Kavanaugh of being a teen rapist, and suddenly we're supposed to believe they're going to draw some sort of a line and engaging in electoral shenanigans. And the fact is, the Democrats did everything they could to ensure that exactly what happened. But they've been enjoying the whole COVID thing so much, they want that to keep going. The COVID thing was what drove the whole mail-in ballot thing. Be afraid. Be very afraid. If you catch COVID, you're going to die. So we had mail-in ballots. And then because we had mail-in ballots, well, who's to tell how many there were, where they came from, and who they were for? And the media, even some that was supposed to have our back, insisted we just defer to the protestations of regularity. And all I got to say to that is defer this. Some on our side let out sighs of relief, hoping they could move back to business as usual with those irritating Trump voters gone. Except, you know, listening to Sidney Powell, she believes there was 80 million votes cast for Trump. I don't know where you put them to where they're out of the way. Our movement has always been about disrupting the comfortable arrangement, the let the powerful prosper at the expense of the rest of us. Do you think if they pass gun control, for example, that they're going to be exempt from that? They'll be allowed to have guns, and they'll have an armed detail too. It has always been about resisting the malicious attacks on our traditions and values by jerks posing as our moral superiors. Some of them are Republican, and they wish we would just shut up and keep paying taxes, fighting their dumb wars, and voting as directed. Except, we're not going nowhere. We're still here, and now we're really mad. And it's not until 2022 that we can take out our rage on the Democrats, but the Republicans who heard duty call and let it go to voicemail are going to be hearing from us now. In my home state, one of my biggest disappointments was what happened in the first 2 years of the Trump administration coming out of people like Trey Gowdy. Because Trey Gowdy never used that very powerful voice of his to defend Trump. And just the other day, he joined the Trump legal team, and he was terminated from his Fox News contract for that. You were redeemed in my eyes, Mr. Gowdy. The rest of you that didn't defend Trump, that aren't defending Trump now, well, you'll be hearing from us sooner or later. And ditto the alleged allies in the media. We know when we're being gaslighted and we're done with it. All you polls who are AWOL in this fight, we can't wait to vote against you in the primaries. And by the way, and if you see any of the Bushes out there fighting for us the way we fought for them in 2000, nah, me neither. I saw Obama out there. George W., Jeb, nah. Now, that's sort of a double-edged sword, because if they were actually supporting Trump, then we would think, you know, that might make some of us less supportive of Trump. But they could have sent a message to the sauce that all us Republicans needed to come home and rally around this president like we rallied around W. But they didn't. We had their backs, and they stabbed ours. And thanks, Mitt, for being the very youest that you could be. When we could have used your whiny support in challenging these irregularities, you did exactly what we would expect and sold us out. I want my vote back from 2012. Some people out there right now, Rick Grinnell, he's been a superstar. Adam Laxalt of Nevada has never wavered. Matt Schlapp, who runs CPAC, has been firing on all cylinders. Others elsewhere have been there too. The GOP, the machine behind the party, has got it together. They're wired tight. They're coming in. They're hunting. They're hunting. Others elsewhere have been there, too. There's one theme, protect the process. And that's the thing. Count every legal vote. If Biden won, honestly, I'm good. That means that I now have to go back on defense and continue to fight for gun rights along, because that is the gun rights are the gateway to freedom. But right now, the fight is here. Here and now. And win or lose, we have to fight it, or this planned chaos will become the norm. And we can't let that happen. This is our country. We don't have to give it up. We have to make them understand that this is not something that happens for free, that we're not going to stand for it. We're willing to let the process work its way out through the legalities and everything. But, you know, if you keep on, you don't have too many of these that are going to get by. As a matter of fact, I would think you've run the gamut now. This is as far as you go. Give us a process, or we're going to start processing something else. It's a very simple, you know, mindset. I know that sounds somewhat ominous, and I mean for it too. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, there's a couple things that are in our favor here, and I think I thoroughly think we should exploit these beyond the pale. We should exploit them so hard that they hurt, okay? There's a couple things the Democrats want to do should they seat Biden. Some of the things they want to do in regards to gun control, they might actually put in motion, but there would be so many lawsuits and so many things. And if it goes before the Supreme Court, then it becomes, you know, the law of the land, as you would say, although that should already be there. That should already be there with Heller. But Heller left a few doors open, and with gun control, there's never a bad day. So, yeah. That would get litigated heavily. The ATF would be problematic. But once again, it would, you know, everything would go before the courts. So, not exactly a good offensive position to be in as a gun rights advocate, but there is that to consider. But see, the problem with gun rights is that gun rights does not permeate to everybody. Everybody doesn't feel my pain when I'm sitting here going, oh dear God, look what just happened. So, maybe we should let the pain become national. It should permeate the entire body of the citizenry of America so they can understand that which they have voted in or acquiesced to and allowed to seat itself. Now, I'll tell you, I'm going to give you some, everybody's going to go, oh dear God, no, but listen. Just listen to me. Because sometimes people get what they deserve. And not being an informed voter, everything that happens to you, you get what you deserve. I'm sorry to say that. Being an uninformed voter is the same thing as being a blind car driver. You got no business doing it. That's not me being discriminatory. Blind people would have a hard time driving a car. Unless, of course, they have a Tesla and it drives itself. But I digress. Just stay with me on this. First of all, I'm a strong supporter of the idea that a theoretical President Badfinger should decree that $50,000 in student loan debt just vanishes for everyone that tired of the hassle of paying back what they owe. Chuck Schumer, who apparently never saw the I'm Just a Bill cartoon on Saturday morning in the 70s, thinks the desiccated old weirdo could do it if he's actually inaugurated. Now, once again, we would hope that the newly Roberts irrelevant Supreme Court doesn't nix such a constitutional atrocity should the stars align and Mr. Stumbles tries it. It's not that I want to reward the knuckleheads who spent way more money getting a degree in Marxist puppetry than they might ever earn fetching lattes for successful people. Rather, I want to inflame the righteous fury of responsible citizens who actually paid their debts in order to flush these people down the sewer. So I think they should just go ahead and do it. I think they should go on and make a bunch of people who sweat when they labor, fork over their hard-earned money so Caden and Ashley don't have to work two jobs for a while to pay for what they bought. Without them doing anything at this moment, it already looks like 2022 is going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats. This would be an apocalypse. Follow along with me here as we do a little inner back and forth. Hey, Congressman Durwood, I worked 15 years to pay back my student loans, and now I should pay for someone else's too? Yes. You need to understand that paying back the money they agreed to pay back is really a hassle, so it's easier for you to do it for them. Wait, what? Well, you sure can't expect millennials to have to work an extra job or give up luxuries to save money to retire their debt. No, you should work an extra job and give up luxuries to retire their debt. It gets even better if you're talking to somebody who never went to college at all. Wait, I did not incur a huge debt by taking a four-year academic vacation on some leafy green campus. I was actually working, and now you want me to pay for their campus party time? Yes, and you are selfish to not want to subsidize their choices, and you're probably racist, too. I want this to happen. I want to heighten the contradictions. Should the election challenges fail, I want to increase the cold fury that the stolen election has already engendered, and I want to get people literally foaming at the mouth with anger. Making normal people pay for the bad choices of dumb millennials seems like just one of a number of potent ways to tick off the masses of normal America. Even a lot of the saps who voted for Biden because Trump sent mean tweets might find that their fussiness fades when they realize that the corruption of a Biden administration will be a litany of graft that dwarfs the contents of his crack-addled son's computer. Nothing really says modern progressive like the idea that we should toil so a bunch of spoiled, smug, unaccomplished brats don't have to. I have a long and, you know, it's a very innovative plan designed to address the issue of huge student loan debts. It's elegant in its simplicity, and I can encapsulate it for you, make it really brief. Here it is. Pay your own damn debts. You know, but since Biden seems interested in making other people do that for these saps who went in 200 large on their bachelor's of woke degree, let's at least put the howling rage at people who were responsible and are now being treated like chumps feel. Let's use that energy to purge liberals from any position of authority where they can cause more damage in the future. And the big challenge here is once we retake power, we should undecree the freeloader decree. We have to start undoing and repealing and rescinding. After all, if you can Harry Potter wand wave debt into oblivion, why can't you wave that wand again and bring it back? Since we appear to be making the Constitution up as we go along anyway, that shouldn't be much of a problem. But let's not stop there. Oh, no. Let's destroy academia. I mean, let's level it. We don't need it anymore. It's a commie conformity factory that generates idiots while providing subsidies to the worst people in the world, academics. Student loans are a giant scam. It's like healthcare. When I was in the hospital with my heart attack, and I was unconscious for what? One, two, three, four. I was unconscious for, and I was in such a state they would not let me go to the restroom for 5 days. They still charge me by the day for two rolls of toilet paper at $10 a pop. So I paid $100, and I didn't even get to use it. And this is what academia is. It's a bloated thing where they just pile it on because it's guaranteed money. They let universities charge more and more and more while delivering less and less and less. They are super spreaders of woke communism, and it's time to flatten the curve. We can take the quads and sow them with salt. Campus de lenda est. We have a moment here where we can look at liberal stupidity as an opportunity and let them taste it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump discusses how the White House is trying to lower prescription drug prices.
To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the Most Favored Nation Rule. Remember that name, Most Favored Nation Rule. Nobody's ever done this.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has a message for reporters.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and constructive questions today.
Those comments at the end of the briefing and directed at CNN's Caitlin Collins. McEnany also asked about the vaccine, says there should be roughly 40 million vaccinations available by the end of the year due to the administration's unprecedented response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. Your Turkey Day dinner will set you back a little bit less this year.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent. Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
According to a new report from UNICEF, data from 191 countries found no consistent link between reopening schools and increased rates of COVID-19 infection. The report saying schools are not a main driver of community transmission and children are more likely to get the virus outside of a school setting. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is Gun Owners News Hour. Here we have another bit of anecdotal evidence that the Democratic embrace of an extreme anti-gun agenda hurts them at the polls year after year. See, it was supposed to be a blue wave all over. But it wasn't. Not only did they fail to wrest control of any state house or Senate chamber from Republicans, many rural Democrats lost long-held seats thanks to their party's insistence on targeting legal gun owners instead of violent criminals. Like here in my state of South Carolina. South Carolina State Senator Glenn Reese represented the state's 11th district since 1990. But after 30 years in office, he was unceremoniously tossed out on Election Day, losing to a young fellow named Josh Kimbrell. And he lost by more than 10 points. And he says that gun control may have been a big factor in his loss. You think? And we get this. During the campaign, Kimbrell accused Reese of not being conservative enough for a Republican majority district. He also accused Reese of being anti-Second Amendment, which Reese vehemently denied. I support the Second Amendment and have a South Carolina gun permit and an out-of-state permit, he said. Reese said that that may have cost him support, along with many who voted a straight Republican ticket. I think that's great that he has a concealed carry permit. You don't really need, and if he's talking about an out-of-state permit, the South Carolina permit works out-of-state. He may be talking about a Utah permit or a New Hampshire permit to get him in some states that the South Carolina one doesn't. The South Carolina one covers, I think, either 33 or 35 states. It's hard to find a state that it doesn't cover where you could carry a gun that is not one of the states where I wouldn't go trying to carry a gun. And I think that's great that he has one, but you know what else he has? He has a C rating from the NRA, while Kimbrell was rated AQ, meaning he received an A based on his answers to the organization's candidate survey, but couldn't be graded on any votes because he hasn't held office before. Ultimately, gun voters cared far more about what Reese is going to do to protect their right to bear arms than the fact that he's got a license to carry for himself. He wasn't just accused of being anti-Second Amendment either. His opponent made an issue out of the fact that Reese introduced a bill to ban the possession of firearms on and around a local lake where Reese lives. And we get this. Reese, also an opposed on his party's June 9th primary, said Kimbrell is partially right. He didn't introduce a bill last year that would make it unlawful for a person to hunt, possess a firearm, or discharge fireworks on or immediately adjacent to the waters of Lake William C. Bowen. But Reese, who said he is a gun owner himself, added he is unequivocally a Second Amendment supporter. I always have loaded firearms around me everywhere I go. He owns a Krispy Kreme business in Spartanburg, so he's, yeah, rolling in the dough. I've got two gun permits in state and out of state, which, like I said, you don't have to have an out of state. I'm the real deal, and they are loaded, ready to go. I'm in business. You don't take any chances. I'd really like to ask him what the second license is, because you don't need one of those. He keeps insisting on this, but I'm glad he takes his personal safety seriously. But still, a bill to ban firearms on and around a 1,500-acre lake, which also included a ban on hunting, is going to be controversial in a district where a lot of gun owners, if for no other reason than it's an embrace of the idea that gun-free zones actually work. See, one of the things you don't often hear about is what happens in the wild. You've probably seen that stuff like the missing persons 411 stuff that you see out there where people just vanish. I'm sure that a lot of people vanish for reasons that are completely natural. And at the same time, like in Pisgah National Forest in North Carolina, just in Brevard, I think it is, there was a serial killer in operation there. I don't know why they caught him or if they ever actually ended up catching him. I'm not read in enough on it. But when you are in an area of the wilderness, there is no first responder to call. When you go out there, I often wonder about this. Like I'll hear about people, especially the cryptozoologists that go out there. You know, they're looking for Bigfoot or something. So they go out there and they're like, they got the state of the art listening equipment. They got filming equipment. They got the camping equipment. Very few of them carry guns. And I just, you know, I'm always wondering, well, what happens if you don't find Bigfoot but you find a grizzly bear or a mountain lion or a serial killer? What do you do then? Second Amendment voters don't elect politicians because they have concealed carry license. We elect them because we think they will ensure our right to keep and bear arms isn't going to be infringed. It should be a very simple thing to do, actually, simply because of the way the Second Amendment is written. And for those that want to get out there and interpret it, they need to go back and find one of those vernacular dictionaries of the time. And they would find out that regulated doesn't actually mean regulated. Regulated meant trained and equipped and dressed the same way. That's why we still, I mean, as recently, well, I mean, like in the military, when I was in the Army, when we were going through basic training, some of you have done this. If you were a National Guard or Reserve or regular Army, you had to announce that when you were going through the chow line because they were, you know, billing people for various things. So, like, if you were a National Guard, they were going to be billing, I guess, the National Guard unit. You were going to be, I don't know how that worked out. They never sat down and consulted with me. But even today, the people that are full-time military are referred to as regulars, which, as you know, is a form of regulated, or regulated is a form of regulars. Whatever it is, the candidates that want our vote and then the job, and listen, nobody gets a job in South Carolina state politics to get rich. Ha ha. They don't actually make a lot of money, so I don't, you know, I guess Mr. Reese with his Krispy Kreme donuts, he probably had to, that was probably helping a lot. Reese was one of three incumbent Democratic state senators to suffer defeat in South Carolina with two other Democratic colleagues in the state house. In South Carolina, Republicans now control the state Senate 30-16 and the House by a margin of 81-43, and at the congressional level, Democrats suffered losses as well. First District Democrat incumbent Joe Cunningham, which is a new district, by the way, a relatively new district in South Carolina, he said AR-15 should never be in the hands of civilians, was upset by Republican challenger Nancy Mace, a state representative endorsed by the NRA who's worked on issues like concealed carry reciprocity, first female to ever graduate from the Citadel. Nancy's the real deal. And, six out of seven congressional seats in the state belong to Republicans now. Democrats in South Carolina can thank their party's views on gun control and the Second Amendment for helping them lose ground on Election Day this year. The only remaining representative that is a Democrat in South Carolina is Jim Clyburn. Gun control is not popular. Gun violence is not an epidemic. It is not a public health problem. If you live in a city, for example, where you have a lot of gang activity, yes, you have a lot of gun violence. But one thing that is overwhelming and clear now is that the police know who the gang members are, and your prosecutors keep letting them out. Police arrest them, prosecutors let them out. So the police stop arresting them. And then to add to that, you've decided to defund the police. St. Louis just had a bunch of physicians come out with that position. So, you know, I like that they keep losing ground. Keep on losing ground. Enjoy the bloodbath. I hope Botox Nancy enjoys that gavel for two more years because it's going to be gone. She's out there saying, well, this is my last term. You're right. You were damn right, Nancy. It is your last term. You couldn't hold what you had. The down ballot is indicative of what the actual sentiment of the voters are. Trump won, and they've called it for Biden in the media. you just got to love it. And listen, we got to stay in this. We have got to stay in this, period. No other choice. No other choice if we want to leave our kids with something that we grew up having and taking advantage of and taking it for granted. I just won't stop. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
One more time. Here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. this is a difficult topic for me. My first producer of radio. His name was Tyson Bowers. Tyson showed up one day when I was, when I started in radio, it was pay to play. And when you first start out in radio, if you're like me and you come into it thinking it's going to be something and it isn't, the shock of that takes about a month to wear off. And then you find out, well, I didn't generate any money at all this year, this month. How do I keep this going? Tyson shows up. And Tyson helps me keep the radio show going. The reason I'm here today is because of a gentleman named Tyson Bowers. In January of 2018, and this is the thing, I do fill-ins locally at 106.3 WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. And for in the state of South Carolina, this is the biggest talk station in the state. And when I got hired as a fill-in host, Tyson, who was no longer my producer at the time, but we still kept in touch and we still talked on a regular basis, Tyson felt like he had become a kingmaker. He had finally, because Tyson loved talk radio. The week after Christmas, I filled in that whole week, and he called into that show every day. He didn't use his real name or anything. I knew who it was just listening to him. And then we would talk about the show after the show. January the 8th, 2018, he went out on a boat dock and he killed himself. Nearly two-thirds of all firearm fatalities each year are the result of someone taking their own life. And anti-gunners routinely lump this in, because people don't view suicides the same way they do homicides or accidents, but it becomes part of overall gun violence. Because someone commits suicide by making a conscious decision to take their own life. And it's on them and no one else. We'll talk about that in just a second. Since two-thirds of these firearm-related fatalities that happen every year are suicides, it's no wonder that the anti-gunners try to obscure the truth. And here's the thing about the mental health aspect of it. You can go to a general practitioner today and tell them that you're depressed, and maybe you're 70 years old and your spouse of 40 years dies. Well, you're going to be depressed. And when you go to the doctor, because then your loved ones are going to want you to go to the doctor just for you to be checked out. And They say, well, okay, how are you feeling? I'm a little depressed, doc. You know, I'm depressed. They can prescribe to you drugs that only psychiatrists or psychologists should be prescribing to you. Maybe psychiatrists are the only ones who can do that. Psychologists and psychiatrists are no longer we don't have the kind of mental health capacity we used to have as far as treating people. Very few hospitals for that. Unfortunately for the gun grabbers, though, it becomes easy to debunk their claims by simply pointing out the fact of suicide. That's why there's now a push not just to acknowledge this, but to blame guns for these suicides. So let's go back to suicide itself and what happens in suicide. When Tyson killed himself, I had a little bit of problem with that because, you know, he was my friend. He made me, you know, he made me what I am. He made me what I was becoming at that time. And I had a lot of issues about that. And then I had a dream that made me feel better. But then I was when I woke up, I realized he was still dead. And then I called a psychologist that I know, Dr. Linda Lagerman, who has studied primarily psychotropic drugs and the effects on young people that turn them into rampage killers. And I simply asked her about what she thought about my dream. And she told me that this was this was a way of me understanding something. People that commit suicide have tormented themselves up to a point to where when they finally make the decision to kill themselves, it's the first moment of peace they've known in years. And that's real hard to compete with. And to that point, Tyson tried to kill himself by driving a car into a tree, and that didn't work. And then as soon as he healed up, a little bit of time had passed. I guess he was trying to recalibrate or something. Okay, that didn't work. Maybe that's a bigger sign or something because he was a church-going man. Then he went out on the dock, and he took a gun this time, and he successfully killed himself. According to National Health Statistics, 24,432 Americans used guns to kill themselves in 2018, up from 19,392 in 2010. People who kill themselves in this way probably already owned the gun. Gun owners are not more suicidal than people who don't own guns, but attempts with guns are more likely to be fatal. People who are trying to commit suicide want to commit suicide. And now we don't, I shudder to think what the suicide figures are going to look like now, because normally people that commit suicide in the United States are people like Tyson, people like me. Caucasian men of a certain age who come to a point where they feel like something is not going right, something's gone wrong, they failed something. And now there's figures coming out that 24% of the people, a quarter of the people in the 18 to 24-year-old range have considered suicide during the coronavirus pandemic lockdown, all this other nonsense. Because while everybody's out there, wear a mask and stay home and all this other stuff, what happens is you're disrupting lives and you're socially isolating people, and this increases anxiety, and that in turn increases suicidal ideation. Lots of people are struggling today. Now, of those 24,432 suicides with a firearm, that's just a tad over half of all suicides in the country. So nearly as many people find a different way to kill themselves as they do with guns. So it's not about guns. Suicide has never been about guns. As for the increase since 2010, well, overall suicides are up as well. And guns aren't the problem. Suicide is not a political issue. It's a mental health one where we have voluntarily hamstrung ourselves on dealing with people. And as we continue on and we try to make certain things the norm, like voting in an election and you feel like it's been stolen from you, now there's no hope. Or you have to be you die by yourself because you have a disease that for some reason is the bogeyman despite the 12 pandemics we've been through in 244 years. This is the one. All these things that they're piling on top of us, in addition to all the things that we deal with on a regular basis. We have a political cause that is causing the mental health breakdowns. With veterans especially, you see these guys who have served and they end up broken mentally and emotionally by what they endured. This is not about guns. Recognize that tens of thousands of people are still claiming their own lives with things that aren't firearms and instead focus on the solution. Because one solution could help everybody if we just find it. Then the tool becomes immaterial. I do this every day now because Tyson made it possible. So my debt to him will always be open-ended. And I will continue to pay it. And in the meantime, I'll also try to make sure that everybody understands it's not about the tool. It's about everything that's heaped on somebody's shoulders so they can't deal with any longer. I will talk to you next weekend. In between now, stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.